The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
Gideon. And there's so many lessons in that biblical account of that time in the history of Israel and what they were going through, you know, why they were in that predicament, and then the fact that God chose Gideon to help deliver them from that. And one of the questions that I got this week was about the fleece. And the way Gideon used that. And so we're going to look into that today. Okay? So, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word, Father. I ask that you write your word on our hearts, that we wouldn't sin against you, Father, that we'd be led by your Spirit into the truth you have and that you give us in your word, Father, that we could walk in the power you've given us by that Spirit. Lead us and guide us as we go about this day, Father. Lead us in your wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, there's an assault on the Word of God. You know that, right? There's an assault on God's Word. And trying to make it into an allegory or make it into a group of suggestions. But the will of God is the Word of God. And it's the simplicity of the Word, the simplicity of the good news of the gospel that makes it possible for dummies like me to be able to walk in that truth. Amen? Amen. The simplicity of the gospel. So let's walk into this story again, and take out of it what we need being prepared for this time that we're in, such a time as this. So Judges 6, I'm going to read 36 through 40. We know the story, I read it last week. Then Gideon said to God, "If you're truly going to use me to rescue Israel," I like this, "as you promised." Look, they hadn't been following God. He knew he was the worst of the worst, the tiniest of the clan, the least of that clan. He didn't trust God. Let's just be honest. But the good thing was he was honest. He's like, "I don't trust you. I'm going to be honest that I don't trust you. So, prove it to me. And prove it to me in the way I'm about to tell you." Which I thought was pretty presumptuous. I did too. But you know what? God met him where he was at. God met him where he was at. And remember, there's so many lessons from Gideon, I may have to teach the whole thing. God didn't call him by who Gideon thought he was. God called him by who he knew he was. Does that make sense? God knew who he was, and he called him by who he was, not who Gideon thought he was, right? Because Gideon said, "Man, I don't even know if I trust you. I'm nothing." Okay. "Prove it to me in this way. I will put a wool fleece on the threshing floor tonight. If the fleece is wet with dew in the morning, but the ground is dry, then I will know that you're going to help me rescue Israel as you promised." And that's just what happened. When Gideon got up early the next morning, he squeezed the fleece and he wrung out a whole bowl full of water. Wow, that's pretty impressive, right? Verse 39. Then Gideon said to God, okay, now he's thinking, "I may need to trust this guy. Please don't be angry with me." I mean, there's a little bit of reverence here, right? There's a little bit of reverence here because, like, wait a minute. There's something going on. "But let me make one more now request." He didn't go in, you know, "Prove it to me this way." This time he's like, "Okay, I'm going to make a request." The little reverence here. Let me use the fleece for one more test. "This time let the fleece remain dry while the ground around it is wet with dew." So that night God did as Gideon asked. The fleece was dry in the morning, but the ground was covered with dew. Now, I don't get fancy with the names of my sermons because I'm not fancy. They usually have to ask me to name the sermon as if I know what I'm going to talk about anyway, right? But the Lord did speak this to me. Our fleece is our peace. Hear what I say. Our fleece is our peace. Every one of us has questions that arise. And I've asked God, God, can you just send me a fax? Really, just line out my to-do list. I'll knock it down. We'll be clear with each other, and we'll go on. He has yet to send me a fax, right? He has yet to do that. I don't fax my kids. I talk to them, right? I get them close to me, right? Why? Because they're my kids. I don't have to fax them a list of instructions. I have a relationship with them, right? So, our fleece is our peace. What does that mean? Because remember, I did say last week, don't throw a fleece down unless he tells you to. What does that mean? It's not, I'm saying, God, you do this. I'm asking God, God, listen, I've got a decision to make here. There's multiple ways to go. I've heard people say, open the door for the way I'm supposed to go and close the doors I'm not supposed to. Hey, that's an okay request. That is. Talk to God about it. You're not giving him an ultimatum. You're saying, God, I'm seeking your will. It's a hard attitude, people. I'm seeking your will. Lead me. Show me. That's a hard attitude. But in his word, we're given, and I've preached this many times, but I'm going to do it again. We're given the way to make a decision very clearly. Let's look into it. I gave it away in the sermon name. Go to Colossians 3:15, one of my favorite scriptures. Colossians 3:15, I'm reading it out of the Amplified Classic. And let the peace, okay, and I love it how it says, the soul harmony. Soul harmony. Soul harmony. I've been listening to Pastor Bert. He's been preaching on the Trinity of man. You know, that we're made in the image of God in three parts, right? Well, we know that here, right? We are body, we are soul, and we are spirit, right? And our mind, will, and emotions, that's what it's talking about. Soul harmony. My mind, will, and emotion in harmony, right? So it says, let the peace, the soul harmony, where does it come from? From Christ, rule. Rule. And I've said it before. Look what it says. Act as an umpire continually. See, that was a verse for me. Act as an umpire. I dealt with umpires a long time. I've got so many stories about umpire. They're kind of funny. But let me tell you something. You know, I always thought it was funny when a batter will look back at the umpire. Like, what was that call? As if the umpire is going to say, oh, was I wrong? Oh, wait a minute. Change that call. I was wrong. This guy thinks I'm wrong. Let's go with him. I've never seen that. Or when a pitcher throws a pitch, and he's like, oh, what's the deal? And the umpire says, oh, you're right. I'll change my decision. Umpires don't do that. Trust me. In fact, they don't like it. I had an umpire in California. We're playing against Cal State Fullerton. And I threw a pitch that was perfect. I mean perfect. And my catcher, being a wise man that he was, just asked him. He said, Blue, gently, Blue. That's what they call umpires. Blue. Where was that? He said it was right down the middle. You tell your coach to shut up. The umpire rules. It's a done deal. Whatever he says goes. If he calls it a ball, it's a ball. If he calls it a strike, it's a strike. You're safe or you're out. There's no in between. Let the peace rule and act as an umpire, it says, continually. In your hearts. What's your heart? Your soul, man. Your mind, will, and emotions. In the world today, people are not seeking peace. They are seeking escape. The world isn't giving them any peace, but they're trying to escape the turmoil. We got to escape. Well, where do I escape? In myself, in you know, stuff, substances, money, whatever. They're trying to escape. I want to feel better. Food. Uh-oh. Right? Let's just be honest. They're trying to escape stuff. They're not seeking peace that comes from him. They're trying to escape. But what does the world need? Him. Jesus. They need the Prince of Peace, which will bring soul harmony to them. Let's keep reading. And let the peace, the soul harmony which comes from Christ, rule and act as an umpire continually in your hearts. Listen to this. Deciding and settling with finality all the questions that arise where? In your minds. In that peaceful state. To which, as members of Christ's one body, you are also called to live and be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. God, I need the fleece wet and the ground dry. I need the ground dry and the fleece wet. We don't know what we want. But he knew enough to say, God, I need to know from you. See, we need to know from you, God. What are we supposed to do? And guys, you know, Christians, we come up with situations where, God, I don't know the right thing, right? I mean, I always tell them, you know, Satan isn't going to get a Christian with, you know, okay, we wake up, should we steal a car today or not? You know, Satan doesn't do that to Christians, right? Or should we steal a car or not? No! Satan gets you with, hey, do we go to church or do I go visit my sick mama? Well, I should go to church for sure. Oh, wait. Mama's sick. What do I do? Do you realize that God has a perfect will for you in every situation and every circumstance that you come up against? Every single one. He has a perfect will for you. Right? And you make that decision in your soul man. But when your soul man is feeling the intensity of the world, and guys, these are real situations. These are real circumstances. It's real pain you're feeling. It's real fear that is coming against you. It is real turmoil. Right? It's real. And what's it doing? Trying to get your attention. It's trying to deharmonize your mind. Clutter it up with all the stuff. Get louder and louder. The world needs peace. And it says Jesus is the Prince of Peace. See, the world needs Jesus. See, the world needs the Holy Spirit inside of them, producing the fruit of peace. One of the fruit of the Spirit, peace. Again, as saved people, we say, Lord, I need peace. I need peace. He says, Monty, you have peace because you have me. But now you've got to tune in your soul, man, to access my peace. You've got to. Because you're not going to know what to do if you don't settle things in me through my peace. Does that make sense? If you want a how-to, it's peace. Seeking peace is drilling down to the will of the Father in the Holy Spirit. You got to drill down. You see, so many people are on the surface, right? And the surface is where the world hits you. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say here? Because guys, there's stuff going on all the time, right? And see, I know God made me the way he did on purpose. To my wife's chagrin, is that a word? You see, people ask me, do babies cry and all that? Guys, you can have chaos going on. That don't bother me. That's why I have four kids. It doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. Because my mind's going lots of different ways. I can drill down into things. And that's a gift from God, right? And I'm not saying that to be arrogant. But I'm saying you've got to shut out the stuff that's going on. You've got to. Because you're not going to find peace in the world. You're not going to. You go looking for it, you're going to find a lot of other stuff. And it's not stuff God wants you to have, I can promise you. The only way you're going to find peace is drilling down into the Holy Spirit that is inside of you once you're saved. It's very important to teach that Trinity of man. It's very important because we need to recognize we have a flesh. We need to recognize that sin nature is out there. That way you're not held up by guilt and condemnation every time it rises up. Because it's going to rise up. But I don't follow that. I recognize it. My emotions feel it. But I don't follow my emotions led by the world. I have emotions, but I'm able to control them. Why? Because I have the Holy Spirit inside of me leading me, and I make myself leadable. Okay? Guys, in this church, yes, I'm here to preach Jesus and Him crucified. Amen? I'm here to teach the ABCs of salvation. A, admitting and acknowledging, I've sinned. I need a Savior. And believing Jesus is my Savior. He died on the cross for you and for me. And I confess that truth with my mouth. Right? And as I accept Christ as my Savior, okay, this is the part where I'm giving the salvation message. Just so you know. If you've never heard this, come talk to me after. I mean that with all sincerity. But because I know you've heard this, and because I know 99.9% of every one of y'all, and I would almost say 100, praise God, you've accepted Christ as your Savior, which means the Holy Spirit is inside of you. He is there. He is speaking peace to you. If you look at my notes in the app thing, I have so many scriptures on peace. I may not preach them all, probably won't, but they're there. He is the Prince of Peace. Human nature responds to the flesh. It responds to the senses of the flesh. But you have to drill deeper than just the soul. See, some people, most people, in our own understanding, will try to make sense of what's going on in the flesh, right? We'll try to make sense of it to find a direction, right? Drill deeper. Drill deeper. See, so many people will stop at that, well, I can't figure this out. Well, let me, you know, newsflash, you're not going to figure out a lot of stuff in this world. I'm going to tell you that, right? You're just not. But I know someone who has already figured it out from the end, from the beginning. He already knows exactly your situation, your circumstance, and what he wants you to do with it. And you know what else? He's already forgiven you. He's already forgiven you. You got to accept that. That all the past mistakes you've made, that does not inhibit your future. It doesn't. The only thing inhibiting your future is the choice you make today. Praise God. I love His mercy being new every single day. I need that mercy. But if you look at this, my fleece is my peace. What was Gideon being prepared for? Battle. What are you being prepared for? Battle. This is warrior preparation. I am preaching to you warrior preparation in this season. In the season where we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who won the battle, won the war, finished it. But what he did is he said, I finished it then, but I'm putting you out here today to bring people into my kingdom, advance my kingdom until the end of days. Because there's people that don't know him. And that's what we're here for. Let's look at that fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 through 25. But the fruit of the Spirit, where's the Holy Spirit? He's inside of you. I answered the question. He's inside of you. He's inside of believers. Each and every believer. Praise God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's joy. It's peace. It's long-suffering, patience. It's kindness. It's goodness. It's faithfulness. It's gentleness. It's self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh in its passions and desires. And if we live by the Spirit, let's walk in the Spirit. Okay? Amen. Praise God. What good? That's good news. Guys, if I don't know where I'm going, am I the best person to lead this thing? No! And let's be honest, do you really know where you're going? Other than heaven? I mean, your day-to-day activity, do you really know what you're going to do? Rarely have my days ended the way I thought they were going to. Rarely. There's stuff that comes up all the time. All the time. But you know who does know? Him. I don't have to walk a mile at a time. I have to walk step by step. And I fix my eyes on Him so that each step I'm paying attention to him. That's walking by the Spirit. It's not running by the Spirit. That's a funny sight. I don't run well anymore. I never was fast, but now I'm less fast. I'm walking by the Spirit, step by step. One step of peace to the next step of peace, regardless of outside influence, because there will be. There will be. There will be things coming against you, real things, real hurt, real pain, real situations, real mistakes that I made. Can't blame anybody else. But he don't give up on you. He keeps leading you in that peace, that soul harmony, deciding with finality each step you have to take. In Romans 8, 6 in the Amplified, now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. I love the Amplified. Is it saying it that way up there? Yeah, look at that. It's death. It's death. That's what it says. This is what this leads to. Death. Every single time, all the time, 100%. The only thing you can count on is the flesh will lead to death. Period. Death, well, that's the one thing you can count on. He's the one person you can count on. Amen. Death that comprises all the miseries that arise from sin. Listen to this. Both here and on down the road hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit, look at this. It's life and it's, look what it says. It's soul peace. Does it say it up there? Soul peace. Soul peace. I love it. But the mind of the Holy Spirit, it's life and it's soul peace. When? Now and forever. Man, this is a good message. I don't mean that because I'm saying it. I mean it because that's a good word from God that I need every single day. Every day. Especially in this world. Especially with the situations we're coming up against. Like I said, guys, I'm not denying the facts of the world, the facts of the diagnosis, the facts of the disharmony in relationships, the facts of, you know, an addiction, the facts. Those are facts, right? But what changes facts? The truth. Facts change all the time, right? Praise God. God's truth doesn't change. As we follow his truth, we'll start to walk in that peace. And then we will allow that peace to act as an umpire deciding every issue we come against. John 16, verse 33 in the Amplified. What does Jesus say? I have told you these things, read up there, so that in me, in who? In Jesus, you may have perfect peace. And confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustration. Don't think it's strange. He told you you're going to have them. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. For I, Jesus, have overcome the world. I have deprived it of the power to harm you, and I've conquered it for you. Who's saying that? The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace is telling you that. That's what he's done. He's done it for you. He's not gonna do it for you. He's done it for you. We just have to follow that path of peace. In Isaiah 9 is where it says, verse 6, for us a child is born to us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of the Eternity, and the Prince of Peace. There it is. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace. Who? Whose mind, your soul, man, both its inclination and its character is stayed on you because he commits himself to you, he leans on you, and he hopes confidently in you. Who's that he? That he is us. Because we choose to do that. See, the choice isn't, you know, do I do this or do I that? My choice is, am I going to follow you or am I not? And guys, in the chaos of the world, the trials and tribulations, the distresses Jesus is talking about, it gets loud. It wants your attention. Guys, we got to quiet that down. We've got to truly tune into the Spirit. I've been praying about the next Bible study. God, what do you want me to teach? You know, what's the need for now, right? What do we need? And I'm not fully locked in on what he wants. But prayer and the Holy Spirit, that's so, guys, we need him right now. We need him, and we need to know him. And so many people talk to me, you know, when we say led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, you know, how? Well, you know, the first how is asking how. Ask, God, I want to hear you. I want to hear your voice. I want to walk in you. I want to be led by peace. I don't know how. That's okay. He'll teach you how by his word. Right? And you stopping long enough to ask him every day, every hour, every moment. See? If I get hung up in the situation, I quit listening to him. And I can get hung up with the situation. Pastor Monty has emotions too. Irritations, flesh rising up. And you know what I know? I can't hear him when I'm tied up in that. I mean, if I had Ish come up here and I said, okay, Ish, I want you to listen to what Will's going to tell you. Will's going to give you some great instructions. And I jumped around and yelled and screamed and shook him, and then he's watching me, he's not going to hear him. But if Ish says, hey, Monty, step aside, I got to listen to what he says. If he intends to say, I'm going to listen to what this man's telling me. If he intends to do that, he'll hear what he's saying. If we intend to say, world, step aside, I have God speaking to me by your Spirit. I want to hear you. I'm in your word daily. I'm confessing your word daily. I'm seeking your counsel daily. When I have a question that comes up in my mind, I bring it to you. I have a multitude of counsel, godly counsel. You know, godly counsel will never tell you what to do. Ooh. Godly counsel will never tell you what to do. They'll encourage you in the word. They'll pray for you. They'll pray peace over you. They'll be led by peace. In fact, let's go down. I'm almost there. Let's go down a ways. Go to that James 3. Are you guys hearing me? Is this making sense? Is this useful? James 3, 17 and 18. I'm in the Amplified. Yeah, I ran down there a ways, Caleb. Listen to this. But the wisdom from above, which is the only wisdom you want. Can you hear me? But the wisdom from above, it's first of all pure, it's undefiled. It is peace-loving. It's courteous, it's considerate, it's gentle. It's willing to yield to reason, it's full of compassion, good fruits. It is wholehearted, straightforward, impartial, and unfeigned. It's free from doubt, from wavering, and from insincerity. And listen to this. And the harvest of righteousness, okay, of conformity to God's will in your thoughts and your actions, okay? The harvest, we're reaping a harvest, is the fruit of the seed sown in peace. We're always sowing, and we're always reaping. Whatever seed we sow, we need to sow that decision in peace. Because I want the harvest that it's talking to me about. Right? Okay, so it's sown in peace by those who work for and make peace. Listen to this. In themselves and in others. That peace, which means concord, agreement, and harmony between individuals with undisturbedness in a peaceful, listen to this, peaceful mind, it's free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. That's the kind of wisdom I want. Amen. Does that not give you a nice kind of litmus test to see? You guys know what that is? You take a little thing, you put it in stuff, and it changes colors, and it tells you what the stuff is. I actually have a degree in chemistry, coach. I do. I don't remember anything about it either. Praise God. I was delivered from that. Amen. But man, I can see colors. I can feel when I don't have peace, and so can you. And when you feel that lack of peace, you feel that agitation. Anybody feel that agitation? I start reading the news for about 5 minutes, and I feel agitation. Amen. I ain't going to find peace in the news. But I know where I'm going to find it. So my focus isn't going to be there. It's going to be on him. Because that's where the true wisdom from above is going to come from. Right? And please understand, there's situations in this life that pull at your emotions hard. They're real. Okay? There's real conflict. There's real loss. Okay? It's real. It hurts. It's supposed to hurt, by the way. And see, Jesus has felt that same hurt and hurts with you. But he doesn't want you to stay in that hurt. He wants to lead you through it. And you'll be led by his peace.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.